Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
The Grammys were on last night. LL Cool J came back to host for the fifth time.
Good gig.
And you finally realize why. He's just super safe when it comes to the show. He doesn't make it all about himself.
Safe. Yeah. And that's the problem with the Grammys. A lot of it is so super safe.
Yeah, a lot of it was safe. Rihanna, we found out she pulled out at the last second because she had some issues with her vocal cords.
She's been taking antibiotics for 3 days. They weren't working. And the doctor said you're going to risk vocal damage if you perform.
Yeah, and maybe this is why we had our first awkward moment of the night before the show even started. Because Bow Wow was on the red carpet with Entertainment Tonight.
Poor Bow Wow. You know, he's trying to transition.
Yeah.
To a new career.
He's not even going by Bow Wow. They're calling him by his name.
Which is what?
Shad, I think.
Shad?
I think it's
Shad. My daughter
said,
who is that? I was like, that's Bow Wow.
Shad with an S-H?
With an S-H. Yeah, Shad. If I remember correctly, I think they said Shad.
Oh, so he's an entertainment reporter now.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, you know, he's making the transition.
Wow.
Shad Gregory Moss.
Yep. Shad Moss. See,
I missed this.
I was like, what did they just call him?
You got to call him Bow Wow.
Yeah,
Bow Wow. I told my daughter that was Bow Wow.
Wow.
He was hosting like on BET, like 106 in Park for a while.
As Bow Wow?
Yeah, he was going by. No, I think he might have been going
by Shad.
Then
dropped
too.
He already dropped a little. I can deal with dropping a little.
Yeah.
But don't drop the Bow Wow.
So they're.
His mama call him Bow Wow. I'm going to call him Bow Wow.
So they have like 3 minutes before the show starts. Did you guys catch this before the show started?
No,
I did not. I did
bad.
Not. I heard you talking about it.
They have 3 minutes before the show starts, and the two correspondents throw it off to Bow Wow. And they're like, all right, take it away, Bow Wow.
Oh.
He has to fill 3 minutes before the show starts.
By himself.
By himself with no direction. And he's in an area of the amphitheater where the place.
Theater,
where you don't know where anybody, he didn't know who anybody was.
He's just there.
So he's trying to
fill. So no interview, just him.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm already, I have like pre-embarrassment.
It didn't go well.
The 58th annual Grammy Awards are getting ready to start.
Got another minute 30 there on the TV. Bow Wow.
You hear the band playing? You want to dance a little bit? You want to dance a little bit? Don't be nervous. It's just live TV. It's just live TV.
Yeah.
It's just live TV.
It is.
This is how we do it at the Grammys, baby. You guys get ready. You're in for a wonderful show. And I'm happy to be your host. And it is time to throw it to my main man, LL Cool J. Oh, man. I'm getting lost.
Nope.
I'm getting lost. It's going down. 50 annual Grammy Awards. I'm out of here.
Nope.
You gotta watch this.
No, you got another minute, Bow Wow.
I'm dancing. I'm gonna dance all the way back to the accent. That's what I'm gonna do. Rico, how you feeling?
Good, man.
You good? You sure?
Awesome, awesome.
He said he's awesome. He's awesome. Let's get ready for the Grammys 50th annual. It's on the way. My main man, LL Cool J, is ready to take the stage, and it's almost about that time.
Yep.
Almost
right.
About.
Not now.
About
now.
Nope. 33 more seconds, Bow Wow. Stretch. All the poor people around him. They don't even know.
Oh, man.
This is amazing right here. I mean, I need to get in my seat. Let me find my seat.
Almost time to go. We are backstage.
isn't that
sexy? Taylor Swift. I don't know why he didn't ask people in the audience, like, who are you most excited to see? Who are you most excited to see?
Because like, everybody's sitting there like with
a bunch of seat fillers.
Like deers and headlights.
So what?
But he did a good job. Given the circumstances. Yeah, what else is he going
to
do besides?
He had to stretch, man.
Talk about who's performing. He's privy to all of that. He's seen the dress rehearsal.
When they tell you you have 3 minutes to stretch, I am sure he forgot everybody who was there.
He forgot
on live TV.
Everything. I would have just busted out in one of my old songs.
Yeah. Yeah, he forgot his name was Shad Moss. Like he went back.
Lord, I'm gonna go to the exit.
Poor guy.
Please.
Yeah, I'm gonna dance my way on out of here. Bye,
y'all. We got this text message here from Stephanie who said, "How about the Carrie Underwood and Sam Hunt performance? That was fire, best performance of the night."
No, I wouldn't say that.
And Sam Hunt was hot in that pink tuxedo. Okay, let's take a listen
to
that performance.
Okay,
it was okay.
They were looking at each other like,
oh, she's leaving her husband for him. Right?
Right? I was like, probably. Is she feeling Sam Hunt?
She looked awesome.
She looked great.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, gosh. She's a vegetarian, right?
Yeah. She's
gotta
a vegetarian. You got to try that.
I got to try.
Well, you're supposed to be doing everything Jenna does to start the year off.
That's obviously not working.
And I know Sam Hunt was looking great because my wife let me know every 5 seconds.
He looks better in a hat.
He's hot.
I didn't know he played college football.
I neither.
He was like a full-on athlete. He played quarterback.
Really?
Hotter.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, when you think Sam Hunt.
An athlete turned rock star? I'm sorry.
He's 6'4". And didn't start playing the guitar. I'm like looking up Sam Hunt stuff.
Because your wife said he was so hot.
I just heard him say it on the red carpet.
I want to hear JC redo I Have a Girl Crush.
I have a boy crush. It's hard to admit it. His name is Sam Hunt. And he's a hunk. But he like I was looking up stuff to like so I could be like yeah but he sucks because he did this and everything I found on him was awesome.
It's great.
He's like,
and then
he's charitable.
Reading the bio and then
he's like I wasn't considering myself to be a musician but I just started playing the guitar my freshman year of college because I was just letting the time pass and so then he started writing songs for like Kenny Chesney and stuff.
Throw a touchdown pass halftime show is him out there singing.
You know I forget you Sam Hunt. And your awesomeness.
Oh there were audio issues with last night's show,
Yeah,
huh?
There were. There
Poor
were a
Adele's
bunch.
Face when she, you could tell.
Oh,
I was
man.
Like,
yeah, we'll get into the Adele
that
stuff
was her
in about.
Moment, her big, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and she handled it well. We'll get into that in a little
bit. Yeah, it was just her, though.
She's a pro. Yeah.
Yep.
But you know who didn't have any audio issues? Kendrick Lamar, man.
Oh, man.
Interesting.
That performance was
loud.
Loud.
Yeah.
But it was powerful.
A lot
it was
going
powerful.
On.
Yeah.
I'm African, I'm black as the moon. Heritage of a small village, part of my residence. Came from the bottom of mankind. My hair is nappy, you know that it's big. My nose is rounded wide. You hate me, don't you? You hate my people. Your plan is to terminate my culture. You know you're evil, I want you to recognize that I'm a proud monkey. You vandalize my perception, but Kate takes down from it. And this is more than discussion. I mean, I might press the button, so you know my discretion. Caught up my feelings, I know
and he
that
took
you
the Grammy for Best Rap Album.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he had Best Rap Performance as well.
About every rap category you could win.
He took home 5.
It's fair to say that Kendrick Lamar owns rap right now.
Yeah.
Right. It's fair to say. Everybody's talking about his album, how great it is. To Pimp a Butterfly.
Very political, yeah.
Very political, yes. Which is you know,
kind of like a Broadway show, what he did, right?
Well, I said when I saw that, that's what Kanye wished he would have done on SNL.
Yeah.
That's what Kanye wished he would have done.
If you're going to be angry and you're going to be political,
be
make
good.
It, yeah. Be great. Be great.
And focus.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I felt like Kendrick's performance did go a little long where I said, okay. Because it went, that was like a 6-minute performance.
You can't edit
art. You can't. And Jenna, funny you say that it sounded like something on Broadway.
Yeah.
Because they did have a Broadway, the Hamilton.
Yeah.
Did you catch the?
I did. At first I was like, why is this there?
This has been getting a lot of attention. I saw something on
Phenomenon
about it. Yeah, because of the way that they do the show and the flowetry.
It's
cool.
Yeah, it's a phenomenon. And I was like, I want to go. And it sold out for a year. Good luck.
Yeah, you can't go. Stephen Colbert was making a joke about that.
Get your education. Don't forget from whence you came. And the world's going to know your name.
They took it to school.
What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton. Alexander Hamilton. And there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait. Just you wait.
That right there is Lin-Manuel Miranda. And he's Hispanic. He plays Alexander Hamilton in the play.
It was really good. I couldn't figure it out at first, and I had no idea what it was.
Yeah,
Broadway, Al. It's Broadway.
Yeah, I'm so out of tune with Broadway, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
But I would say that the best acceptance speech of the night goes to him.
Yeah.
When they won, and he started rapping.
We write music. We write songs to tell a story. Whether you're King Kendrick or Janine Tesori, I'm sorry if I start screaming these things hysterically. John Bizzetti, Tim Latham, Tom Coyne, and Derek Lee. Tommy Kail set the stage to kick our boot through. Bill Sherman, Quest and Tariq, the whole Roots crew. Sean at Warner Chapel, Riggs and Craig at Atlantic. Lacamoire, my right-hand man, this frantic Hispanic is nonstop. The best idea goes in the pot. Whether you're Harnick and Bach, Pun, Biggie, or Pac, the cast unstoppable. Band is unbeatable, inimitable, inevitable. Always inspiring me to pull through. Vanessa, Angie, Illy, Ellie, we adore you. Sebastian, Daddy's bringing home a Grammy for you. Good night.
That was
awesome.
So cool.
Awesome, yeah.
That was so cool because they did that whole thing. Kelly talked about it the other day that they were going to put all the names so they didn't have to thank the people we don't know. Mm-hmm. And then he started with the names. I'm like, well, you're just ruining what they were trying to do for
you. That's for the Oscars.
It's the Oscars?
Yeah.
Because they did that for him, too. They had it on the bottom. They had all the people's names, but it must have been the people in the play.
The producers and the actors.
Yeah.
They want to acknowledge
everybody.
Man, but
that was so cool. And Comedian of the Night goes to Stevie Wonder. He was announcing Song of the Year and joked about being blind.
Okay, so y'all can't read this, huh?
It's in Braille.
You can't read it. You can't read Braille. Ah, na, 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 na. I just want to say, before saying the winner, that we need to make every single thing accessible to every single person with a disability.
So now my kids are running around going, na-na-na-na-na-na. Thanks, Stevie.
I think they would have done that.
It was awesome that Ed Sheeran won and that poor girl got cut off.
I know.
She got like two words out. Music.
You heard the crowd start booing because they cut her off. Because this was the girl that was his friend, right?
Yeah.
That he promised writing, she got writing credit and
she was
got
going
all
through
the
some
money.
Problems and
financial problems with one of his best childhood friends.
And just give her writing credit and that.
And then it's
plenty.
Like Glenn Frey.
Oh, man.
And Taylor Swift wins Album of the Year, the big award of the night. And some are saying that she was throwing shade at Kanye West.
Of course she was throwing shade at Kanye West.
Here's Taylor's acceptance speech.
And as the first woman to win Album of the Year at the Grammys twice, I want to say to all the young women out there, there are going to be people along the way who will try to undercut your success or take credit for your accomplishments or your fame. But if you just focus on the work and you don't let those people sidetrack you, someday when you get where you're going, you'll look around and you will know that it was you and the people who love you who put you there. And that will be the greatest feeling in the world. Thank you for this moment.
Absolutely, that was the Kanye.
I don't understand it, bro.
I don't even know why she'd address him is the thing.
Because she was really hurt by that.
Yeah, I mean, you can't call her a B in a song and then call her a liar.
Take credit for you being famous. Yeah. Like, no, I was famous, dude.
Yeah.
I feel hurt.
She's acknowledging his crazy.
I know, but you can't blame somebody for wanting to say something.
But she's protecting herself and showing that she's got a backbone. You can't just go at Taylor Swift because she's nice.
I ain't hating for that.
Man, we still have plenty to get into, like Adele, her performance, and what happened. Because Twitter exploded. They're like, how dare you mess up Adele's performance Grammys? We'll get into that. There's a reason behind what happened. Justin Bieber and his performance. And also got to get into the Lady Gaga Bowie tribute.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, we'll get into that in about 30 minutes because, Kelly, your dad's ready.
Ready?
Yeah.
He has given us the green light. He needs to come on the show.
All right.
And let us know where we're going to be stopping during the Raspberry Road Trip. The
All
first
right.
stop is set. Thanks to Jerry Raspberry. We'll find out where it is next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hello there.
Hi, this is JC. I was wondering if Mr. Raspberry's home.
Well, Jerry Raspberry's home. Is
this Mr. Jerry Raspberry of the Raspberry Road Trip?
You got it. One and only.
All right.
So it turns out, Mr. Raspberry, we've moved on to phase two of this road trip. This is moving fast. You've built.
I'm telling you. Hey, when you got a plan, go ahead and start executing it.
That's right. Yeah, that's
we
right.
got a plan. Well, we're executing it.
Well, what's the first step, sir?
Well, I thought we'd head out on the 28th of this month.
Okay.
And we will head to Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Roll Tide. Okay.
Tuscaloosa?
Amen. We're looking forward to being there and meeting the fine folks, the listeners, and all those in Tuscaloosa. And then we're going to be hanging out at Rounders on the Strip in Tuscaloosa. We're going to meet some of the show's fans and supporting people there from 5 to 7.
Set up an appearance and everything?
Yeah. How did you set up an appearance?
Well, I know people.
Yeah,
he knows people.
You know people in Tuscaloosa?
Mr. Raspberry, do we get paid for this extra work event?
Right.
Well, you will just enjoy it so much, you might even want to start refunding some of the pay you've already received.
I'm moving, Mr. Raspberry. I need all my monies.
Yeah.
So, but let me tell you this, and this is a truism spoken by Jerry Raspberry.
Okay.
We all have got to come to this conclusion that in this world today, it is who you know.
Amen.
Exactly. Now, I got to put this in, right? As important that is in this world, how much more is important in the world to come? It's who you know.
Oh,
yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to Tuscaloosa, 5 to 7 p.m. on Sunday evening, hanging out at Rounders on the Strip.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a great time. I'm excited.
Do they have any drink specials at Rounders?
Well, there'll be some Kool-Aid and some soft drinks and things like that.
Okay.
This is the one thing Mr. Raspberry and I will have in common. We won't be drinking. Yeah. Do you drink?
All right, amen. I'm feeling
you're not drinking?
I don't drink much.
I will. I'm not driving.
I'll be drinking.
I'm like Beyonce. Yeah. I'll be drinking.
Maybe I will. I'll be drinking.
Those who be drinking won't be driving. But don't worry about the drive. Don't worry about the drive. I've got that covered. I'll bring that up in just a moment.
Do you know anybody that has a connection so that we can get on the field?
I'm working on that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I do know people that I think now, don't hold me this, I'm 99.44% sure that I can get it done.
Wow. Whoa.
Because Rounders is right down the street from the stadium.
Yeah.
So I figured if we're going to be at Rounders, might as well.
And they're not using it right now. They're probably chilling because they just won the national championship.
Right.
So.
Well,
and
Daddy, that's Sunday night, but we still have to do radio. Uh-huh. I mean, Monday morning. So how are we going to work that out?
Well, we're going to take care of that the following morning, which is 29th of February, which is leap year.
Oh, it's leap year. That's right.
Leap day.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do the radio show from the home of the national champions right in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Wow. We're going to stay there. Okay, cool.
Oh, at the stadium.
Like
oh, this is awesome.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Oh, JC, this is the closest you're ever going to come.
To playing for Alabama?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got to get a helmet. I want a University of Alabama helmet.
I need shoulder pads. I need pants.
Yeah. I'm working it out. Just trust me. Trust me.
I trust in you, sir.
So, okay, well,
listen,
I'm going to want someone.
In Alabama, you roll tied with Alabama, but this is going to be rolling with Jerry Raspberry.
Roll Raspberry.
Rolling with the homies.
You guys, we're going to need gear in every stop, though. You know, like I want to represent Bama when we're there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got it.
I want to hopefully people that come to Rounders will bring us some gear.
So we're asking for gifts.
I'm going ahead and making all these plans and preparations for the show to come. They're going to welcome Kid Craddock Morning Show. It's going to be a great time. Red carpets are going to be rolled out.
Ooh.
This is going to be the trip of a lifetime. I'm telling you. Let me tell you something else.
Go ahead and tell us something else.
About transportation, and I told you that I know people.
Yes.
At broom.com. But here's what I've done.
What have you done?
I told them what we were needing, what we were looking for transportation. Let me tell you what they have provided. Listen. They are providing a 30-foot luxury motor coach for us to travel in on Raspberry Road Trip.
That's wonderful.
30-foot. Awesome. Who's driving?
Not me.
So let's see. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of us. So we each get 5 feet.
I'm telling you, it'll all work out. Jenna, you talked about being able to take a little nap. Look, 30-foot luxury motor coach, no problem, right?
Okay. I get my own foot.
Okay. Mr. Raspberry.
Big Al has a question.
We have to have a rule, no number twos on the motor coach.
That's only for you, really.
I like the way you think.
Thank you.
What if we have emergencies?
We have to pull over.
But then it's embarrassing.
Well, that's okay. I'd rather have that than you'd be less embarrassed pulling over. Trust me.
Because I'd be like, that wasn't me.
Well, we'll have stops along the way. We'll have those stops. And if someone will just give us a warning, we'll make a
I don't have a lot of warning. So.
Oh, stop
code
it.
Code word is Cheetos. I need Cheetos. That's the code word.
Cheetos.
Cheetos is the code word.
I like that. It's Cheeto time, right?
But I say that Cheeto like five time. Times a day.
Well, let me ask you one and all.
Yeah.
Are you excited about this Raspberry Road Trip?
I'm excited.
Boy.
But you told me we're going to a bar. I'm real excited now. I'm on board.
Well, we've got to consider all who are coming, so we want you to be happy, Al.
Thank you, Mr. Raspberry.
Right. And don't forget now, morning devotions.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
Morning time.
Okay. All right.
And there may be a little time for confession and maybe a little repentance, Al.
Yes.
Jenna said call her after we're done with all of that.
I thought this was going to be more like public school.
We need to do confessions with Mr. Raspberry every day. Yeah.
I love it.
All right. So the first stop is all set. This is officially happening. The Raspberry Road Trip. First stop in Tuscaloosa.
We got it, brother.
All right.
I can't wait. I'm wishing my life away. I can't wait until February the 28th when we are on the road again.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Daddy.
Amen.
And listen, in the words of our very own Texan, George W. Bush, I say God bless you and God bless America.
Yes,
he brought the president
founder,
into this.
Originator of that statement.
All right. All right, Mr. Raspberry, we'll talk to you soon, sir.
All right, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Right. Bye now.
All right.
He brought George Bush.
Thank y'all for not correcting him.
You mean Tuscaloosa?
Tuscaloosa.
I love Tuscaloosa.
I can't correct your dad. I couldn't do it.
First of all, might be right, for all we know.
If it had been my daddy, I would have corrected, but I'm not going to correct.
I guarantee you, by the time we leave Tuscaloosa, they will all be pronouncing it Tuscaloosa.
So we'll see you on the 28th, Tuscaloosa.
That was a lot of Bush and church talk right there.
Yeah.
You can tell us where to go next. Make sure you use the hashtag Raspberry Road Trip.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have a Does That Make Me Crazy warning for you. That's coming up in about 20 minutes. Make sure you have them ready. You can text the show as well so that we could have them on the text ready to go.
Sure.
If you were listening a few minutes ago, Mr. Raspberry called in and said our first stop in the Raspberry Road Trip is going to be Tuscaloosa or Tuscaloosa.
So he is silent.
We're going to be stopping there. He found it. we're gonna be stopping there. That's our first stop.
I'm excited. Never been to Tuscaloosa.
We'll see what else Mr. Raspberry has in store for us with that road trip. Okay. We'll keep updating us. And just to get back to the Grammys, we didn't get to the performances from last night. We got to a couple. But first, I want to give a shout out to Ariana Grande.
Oh, man, it's been good.
Because they gave her a joke.
Oh,
so
boy.
Corny.
They gave her the corniest joke of the night. And she could have been Ariana Grande and said, no, I'm famous and I'm Ariana Grande. I'm not doing that. That's stupid. But she said, I'll go ahead and try it. And she gave it her best effort. Didn't go so well, though.
How did this next performer land his 7 nominations tonight, including Album of the Year and Song of the Year? Well, ladies and gentlemen, get ready for the pun of the century. He earned it. Yeah, he earned it. Yeah, he's worth it.
She went for it, man.
There you go.
I will give her that.
Yeah.
Own it.
Yeah. And then The Weeknd came on and crushed it. He was supposed to perform with who? With
Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill. She
bailed.
She bailed on him, so he had to do it all by himself. Turns out he didn't really need Lauryn Hill. Does he kind of remind you in the face of Tyler Perry a little bit?
Sure. I can see that.
I can see it. I never thought about it before, but yeah.
I was watching him perform yesterday, and I was like, I wonder what he would look like without his cool hair.
Yeah.
And I was like, he looks like Tyler Perry.
Yeah, I see that.
Happy birthday to him, by the way.
Today's Tyler Perry's birthday?
The Weeknd.
Oh, The Weeknd's birthday. What's his real name?
Abel.
I'm surely it's not the.
I call him Saturday, Sunday.
I'm pretty positive it's Abel.
Abel.
Sounds good.
And the most talked about moment of the night and leading up to the Grammys is probably Adele performing. Mm-hmm. It's her big comeback. It's at the Grammys.
Yeah.
She was gone for a while.
Yeah.
And
I have to just give her props for being such a professional.
Oh my gosh. She went from the get-go. Like
it did affect her performance.
The look on her face was
able
like,
to pull it off.
Yeah.
Here's what it sounded like if you're watching. And most of us were probably like, is that how the song goes?
Sounded off.
I didn't know there was a guitar in there.
I guess they were trying to kill the piano mic.
Because you didn't know where that was coming from.
It sounded like a guitar.
I'm trying to look for the guitar. And all you're hearing, and it's not even like in tune with the song. It's just like.
Yeah.
Kind of. It's on beat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on beat with the song. So you're like.
Piano pedal.
It's got to go with it.
Yeah.
So people were starting to make assumptions on Twitter. A lot of people were saying it must have been Justin Bieber's band warming up. sometimes they play along with the song and they were just trying to tune the guitar. That wasn't it. It wasn't Justin's fault or his band. After the performance, Adele explained what happened. I mean, oh, it makes me so mad because that's Adele. You mess up Adele's performance.
It happens, though. It happens.
So the piano mics fell. This is what she wrote. The piano mics fell on the piano strings. That's what the guitar sound was. It made it sound out of tune. Blank happens. Yeah. Because of it, though, I'm treating myself to In-N-Out. So maybe it was worth it.
Aww.
There you go.
Then that's how you know she's a professional. She didn't complain.
Yeah,
she didn't blame anybody.
She didn't throw people under the bus. Hey.
That's right. Stuff
blank happens.
And then she went and had a hamburger.
Yeah.
And for her to keep singing, though, because you know that sound is crazy loud in her ear.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She knew because her face. Yeah. I thought something happened with her in-ear, like she couldn't hear.
Yeah.
But, gosh, I have
there
to
again.
Keep going.
The Academy president said the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they were trying to mess with the microphone levels. And
left it alone.
At one time, the whole piano was gone, and you could only hear Adele singing, and then you couldn't hear Adele, and it was just the piano and the strings.
I wonder if somebody got fired because of that.
There were so many sound issues beyond just that.
Yeah.
It was very poor.
I get that it's a hard thing to pull off, these live performances, but, like, it's the Grammys. Isn't it the best of the best in the business?
And you got, like, a year
on every angle?
Yeah.
Like, it should be the best. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, you should be figuring it out for next year starting this morning.
It shouldn't even happen. I don't understand. Recording Academy President Neil Portnow said there was a technical glitch after a microphone fell on the piano. We knew that. And the audience and the audio people switched sound systems to was to cover the noise. He said, typically, that's a seamless process. It wasn't seamless. So you had a couple of seconds there where we did not have audio in the house. It was fixed in a matter of seconds, but we're never happy when something happens like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, people were angry.
There were a lot of moments, though.
I don't know if you guys caught or if it was just me because I took NyQuil to go to sleep, but, like, the camera seemed really shaky.
Yeah.
At times when they would do certain angles on performers, that it was like, why is this camp close-up shaky?
It's like somebody was next to him bumping into him the whole time.
Yeah, it was weird.
Justin Bieber came out and...
what was that on his chin?
I think it was hair.
I thought about you when I saw that.
Are your chin hairs friends with Bieber's chin
hairs? Yeah, yeah.
Hair.
You should put your hair together with Justin's chin hair and see if you could make, like, almost a beard.
Yeah.
See, I'm not going to make fun of Justin because I understand...
The trouble,
the
plight.
The heartbreak of not being able to grow facial hair.
I don't understand why you hang on, why you guys hang on to the few hair.
Yeah, just let it go.
It's not that
let
we hang go. On. It's
just lazy.
Shaving just sucks.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't. How long has it been since you shaved that, what do you call it, a flavor saver?
Yeah, you don't need to shave. You don't need to shave.
Under my lip, that's the only thing that grew in, like, full. And it grew in when I was in 10th grade. So I said, I'm not shaving it just in case.
Is all your masculinity attached to that little patch?
I think so. I think that's where all my facial hair went.
Why don't you give it 30 days? Let's just see what happens in 30 days.
My face?
Yeah.
30 days.
Don't shave it. Don't.
He's
don't
done that before.
It.
It's nothing.
He's done like...
I have done that.
He did 30 years, really.
I did try that. First of all, my chin hair is dark, and then my mustache is like red.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it doesn't even match.
Ginger lip.
Yeah, I got ginger lip. And I got brunette chin.
That's messed up.
Yeah. Huh? But Justin came out there with his guitar, saying Love Yourself.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name. Think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well, I ain't.
I give him props. He's always wanted to play the guitar. But this is the Grammys. I felt like he could have gone out there with his full band or his guitar player and just crushed it.
The song is stripped down.
It's stripped down.
It's only a guitar.
But with his guitar player.
You nitpicky.
No, because I felt like I feel like he was concentrating too much on the guitar and wasn't able to give us his full vocal.
Again, I think this is sound issues. I think that Justin... considering he's live playing the guitar, so great. It was something with the mics. Like, there's
sound
problems.
I'm sure that's the very first time he's done it.
Yeah. And then in a true rock star moment, Justin tried to smash the guitar right after he finished. Like,
how'd that turn out?
Like a pro. I don't know if it smashed, but hey, he gave it a good shot. And then he went up there with Skrillex and Diplo, and
you
that
see
was
him tell him turn on my mic. You
yeah,
see Justin say turn on my mic.
There was definitely
issues everywhere.
Maybe he couldn't hear the guitar because he even started in a different tune than the guitar. So that's back to back. That was Adele and then Justin back to back technical issues. But I don't think Lady Gaga had any issues during her tribute to Bowie.
Not one, man.
Man, she was awesome. This is ground control to Major Tom. You really make it great. She channeled him perfectly. You happy that we have artists like Lady Gaga?
Mm-hmm.
She's great at this kind of thing.
She's so good.
She's a great actress. She was an actress, you know, more than anything else. Performer, so.
Like, the way she can channel whatever she's doing is.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Above and beyond what we've seen in the last 20 years. We've been waiting for that. Those were pretty much the most talked about performances right there at the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
If we missed something, make sure you go to our Facebook and let us know. Or on the text. So I'm sure we missed something that you liked a lot.
I actually missed Taylor's, the first performance of the night. How was it?
She did well.
Okay.
She had a meltdown at the end, right, Kelly?
Well, she didn't have a meltdown. She just hit a note a little flat, and they showed her, like, she was upset that she missed the note. It just wasn't an over-the-top. She just sang.
Yeah.
And she looked great. She did the Taylor Swift strut. She did the Taylor Swift poses. Uh-huh.
She did this Taylor Swift surprise when she won.
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was nothing over the top.
All right.
Chris Stapleton had a funny line when he won his award and he went up there.
God.
He goes, yeah, I want to thank Taylor Swift for glitter bombing everybody before the show started.
Glitter everywhere. Jenna, I would have been livid. But they were big, big pieces of glitter. It wasn't like the tiny dots, but it was like big ones that you could probably wipe off. When I saw that glitter falling, I was like, no, this is an optical illusion. She is not doing that. And then you look out in the audience and people are covered in glitter.
Can you imagine if a guy went to the Grammys, told his wife, hey, baby, I'm going to the Grammys, and then he comes home in glitter? And she's like, sure, you went to the Grammys.
So no,
you went
to the strip club.
Wow. Yeah, you went to the strip club with all that glitter. Let's move on to Does That Make Me Crazy?
All right.
These are the things you've done that you think are normal.
But then you start thinking about it. Sometimes you're like, is that normal or is that crazy?
Maybe
that
your friends, crazy? Yeah, maybe your friend said something about it.
Yeah.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Here's an example for you from the text.
Okay.
When I get pizza delivered, I yell out to non-existent people, pizza's here! So the guy doesn't think I'm alone. Does that make me crazy?
No, it makes
or
you
single?
Safe.
No, it makes you safe. That's what I do.
I've done that.
So they know you're not alone.
Oh, sometimes
really?
I walk out of my house. This just reminded me. Sometimes I walk out of my apartment and I talk on the phone, fake talk on the phone, so that people think there's somebody in my house. I don't know. What am I doing? I am crazy.
I'll be back, babe, if I'm walking out of the house and she's not home.
Yeah.
I'll be back, babe.
Why do I do that?
We'll get into Does That Make Me Crazy and hear yours coming up next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're about to get into Does That Make Me Crazy. You can still call us 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
Glad to do that now. 800-5-GEEK-IT. We're calling or texting.
Well, you can
800-5-GEEK-IT to call.
You're eating. I was chewing a mint
because I had that bad taste in my mouth.
Mm. That phone number will also send the text. Before we get into Does That Make Me Crazy, we have an intern named Julia.
Yeah, we keep interns around here from time to time.
We do. Julia's in the house.
What's up, Julia?
Step up to the microphone real quick, Julia.
What's up?
Hi, Julia.
Hi.
Hi. So,
this girl has a skill. How old are you, Julia?
I am 22.
Turn right into the microphone.
And she's also a singer. You have covers, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. She
can sing. SoundCloud. And I'm on iTunes. Check me out. Ooh.
But the other day
you're not here to sing though, right?
No.
Okay.
So the other day you were walking by White Cheddar's office, mm-hmm. and you noticed that there was a Rubik's Cube sitting on his desk.
Yes.
And it was all messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And you picked it up and you solved it within like a few seconds and put it back down because it was driving you crazy.
Well, first I asked who it was. I didn't want to offend anybody. But he was like, that's mine. And I said, okay, I'm going to fix it for you because this is not okay.
Okay, so you just wanted to do his Rubik's Cube.
Does that make her crazy? So if we mess up a Rubik's
Cube. I like it when it's not done. It just.
Is this driving you crazy right now when I'm messing it up?
Yeah. My mom used to come into my room and mess up mine just so I would have to redo it.
How'd you learn how to do this? You read a book or something?
No.
Just figured it out?
Practice.
In middle school when it was cool, you know, it first came out, one of my friends learned how to do it from one of her friends, and she taught me, and we thought we were really cool. We would time ourselves.
So there is a method to it.
There is a method,
yes,
yeah.
Patterns and things.
So this is an extremely messed up Rubik's Cube right here that I'm holding.
You can watch kid TV.
Are you able to solve this as we do? Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
What's the fastest you've ever fixed the Rubik's Cube? You said you timed yourself.
I don't see. This was a while ago. Like
under a minute?
School. I want to say it was around a minute or something.
A minute?
Yeah.
This was when I was like intense.
Wow.
You didn't know I was a nerd. Now you do.
All right.
We'll time you. Okay, hold on. Let me get the timer going and you can go. Okay.
Yeah, and we'll start doing Does That Make Me Crazy?
Man.
Unless you finish it before we even start.
Okay. We won't judge you.
This is a bad Rubik's Cube. It's not oiled down. Like I put Vaseline in mine so it rolls better.
Shut up. You put Vaseline in your Rubik's Cube?
That's how legit I am.
Have you started going? The timer's going.
Oh, hang on. I'm okay.
Wow, this is you Vaseline it. That's how intense you are.
Oh my gosh. She lubes up the Rubik's Cube.
You lube your cube.
All right, she's working on this. We'll start. Does That Make Me Crazy? Let's go with a couple text messages first.
All right.
When I'm at a stoplight and there's a very strategically placed trash can, I feel compelled to put something in it. Otherwise, why is it there?
You get out of your car or throw or what?
The toss? It's right there when you pull up.
Yeah.
So you can, like, it's like
at the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Or the ATM.
It's right there.
Okay.
I do look at it as a chance to look around my car real quick.
Yeah.
Is there anything I can
throw? She says at a stoplight, it's like...
Sometimes they have them, too, on the corners. Have you ever seen them? Like by the malls? In the strip malls? Yeah, I think that makes you clean.
No, I've never tried it at a stoplight.
No, I haven't either. Oh, our Rubik's Cube intern is hard.
She's almost done. It's been about a minute.
Okay, we'll do another one here.
Oh, God.
I check my clothes and teeth before going under the toll road cameras. Does that make you crazy?
Yeah.
That makes you crazy.
Exceptionally vain.
You do want to look right.
No, you don't.
Those photos, I'm sorry, but if you've ever gotten mailed a photo from, like, blowing through a toll, the photos are always so funny if they actually catch you. Just...
You look like a criminal, don't you?
You do.
Have you ever practiced your mugshot in the mirror just
in
case?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Yeah.
I don't need to practice. I know if I'm getting a mugshot, I'm going to be hysterically sobbing.
You can't.
I don't understand people who smile. At like this is. I would be so devastated.
Yeah.
Red nose, puffy eyes.
The trick is you're not supposed to look extremely happy, but you don't want to look sad either.
I would be the saddest person you've ever seen. How did I end up here?
Like
you
this
know?
Is, mine would be like a smirk.
Smirk. There's
like, I know I messed up.
She's done.
Right now.
I'm sorry. You already
She's
finished,
done.
Julia?
And I started it about 15 seconds before, so you did it in under 2 minutes.
Intern Julia, finished.
I'm a little rusty.
I was watching you, so now I kind of see what that formula is, what you're doing. I mean, I don't know how to do it, but I get it now.
Wow. Yeah.
That's amazing.
I'm going to practice.
Well done,
no,
Julia.
I'm kidding. Who am I kidding?
We'll challenge you later, Jenna.
All right.
Yeah, we'll do you
That's
later.
My party trick. Yeah.
That's a good party trick. Everyone needs a party trick. It's a great party trick.
Are you single, Julia?
Yes.
So, fellas, if you like a woman who could solve a Rubik's Cube in a minute.
She's 22.
She's ready to go and can sing you to sleep. All right, let's take a phone call here from Rachel. Rachel, welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy?
Hi. I get, like, heart-stopping, palm-sweating anxiety from watered-up napkins and tissues.
Ugh.
Like, they have to be folded up, clean creased. Whether they're clean or dirty, they just... If they're wadded up, they just make me really anxious.
So you touch dirty ones?
No, I can't.
You still clear?
No.
I don't get too scared of them.
Huh.
I have plenty of those laying around my house.
Why?
Oh, no.
Because the kids.
Why don't you throw them away?
The kids just grab them and put their little boogers on them and throw them down.
Ew.
That's what kids do.
No.
I know, you would hate my house, Rachel.
Yeah, my sister always tells me I'm going to have to get used to it before I have kids. But
yeah.
I just don't know if that's possible.
You'd be surprised. I was a little germophobic before I had a baby, and I thought I was going to go off the deep end. I became so...
tolerant of stuff.
Yeah, it's like, no big deal. Pick the passy up off the floor, lick it, and stick it back in her mouth. I became that person. Oh, it's just, sure. You know, you never know.
Yeah, you're not crazy.
Okay,
you're just clean.
Thank you.
Congratulations to you. Everybody wants to be crazy. You want to be into the...
You're disappointed when you're not. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Does That Make Me Crazy Hall of Fame? This one's from Carol. She wrote us and said, my only friend is literally my husband. And when he's not around, I have conversations by myself and laugh alone. Does that make me crazy?
You're crazy because you don't have any other friends.
Yeah, poor thing.
What's up with that?
Well, maybe they just moved to a new area.
Yeah. Or they're like, they live in a small town.
You need to make some friends.
You got to have some other friends. So, yeah. You got to have some buffers.
Oh. Do you ever have conversations about yourself where you laugh?
Yeah.
I have conversations with myself.
Yeah, I talk about myself.
That's normal,
person.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, good.
I look at myself in the mirror like, Jenna, get it together.
I was just asking for a friend.
Pep talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's normal. Totally normal.
Jenna, get it together.
I do, Jenna.
I do that if I go drinking and I'm at the club and I feel like I've gotten too many drinks in.
Yep.
I'll go to the bathroom and I'll look in the mirror and I'll be like, listen, JC.
No more, man.
Simmer down.
If I
simmer
messed
down
up
now.
Up, I messed up up. I said, come on, Al Mac. Come on, Al Mac. Al.
If I have a thought in my head, sometimes I'll respond to myself out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that
that's completely normal. You know? Yeah, we're not crazy.
All right, no. Good.
Let's go with Brandon here.
If
Brandon,
we do it, that makes you not crazy.
Yeah, yeah. If we're not doing it, you're
if
fine.
If we're doing it with you, you're fine.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What up?
Just hanging out, trying to figure out if you're crazy or not. What's going on?
I think I'm pretty crazy. I just proved it again. If I think I'm going to be even a minute late to like an event or an appointment or a meeting or a class, I would rather miss it entirely than be even a minute late to it, and I'll just turn around and walk home.
So not better late than never for you, man, huh?
No, I don't like doing it. I don't like walking in late. I don't like being late. I'd rather just not show up at all and pretend that another one of my dogs or chickens died or something.
What's your go-to excuse?
Wow.
That death? Is that your go-to excuse?
Well, I mean, if it's an important event, I guess I'll go to that level. But, you know, other than that, it could be flat tire or this, that. But I just don't want to be late. Now, I'm never really late because of that, but
good.
I just don't like being late to stuff.
Yeah, people are probably like, you know what? Brandon's never late, but he also doesn't show up to a lot of
stuff.
Yeah, you couldn't go to church with me because I'm always late to church.
Flaky. You're unreliable.
We like you, Brandon. Not crazy. Not crazy, just cool.
That's kind of
cool,
crazy, dude. I think.
This one from the text. Every time I'm driving and pass a car, I have to count their tires in twos. And if I mess up, I get mad at myself. And if I pass an 18-wheeler, I count their tires too to make sure they have 18 wheels. Does that make me crazy?
Yes.
Some 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 10 wheels on the big rig. Everybody, here we go. Oh, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 10 wheels on the big rig. And we're rolling.
Okay, let's back them up. Here we go.
All right.
Okay. Oh, there's
18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
wheels on the big rig. Okay, just the even numbers.
Okay.
Oh, there's
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, on the big rig.
Okay.
Okay, this one gets hard here.
You're so smart in math. Uh-oh.
Yeah. Here we go.
Okay, well, how about Roman numerals?
Yeah.
This is really tough. This is tough.
Okay, ready?
Oh, there's
I, that was pretty good.
I think that makes you guys crazy. You go through that whole thing every time.
The thing is, we know the song, we just can't ever sing it right.
Yeah.
But we know it.
You guys crazy.
Let's go with Brittany here on the phone. Brittany, what's going on?
Brittany.
Hey, Brittany.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good.
Whenever I see people, like adults, I picture them, what they looked like when they were a baby or like a little kid. Does that make me crazy?
I sometimes do that too, I think. Like,
very
if I see
unusual.
A bald guy, I wonder what he looked like with hair.
I never do that.
Like, it's like any person, any random person on the street, like every person, I'm like, oh, what do they look like? What do they look like?
Interesting.
I think that makes you crazy.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about that.
That's a cute crazy, yeah. Brittany. Yeah.
All right,
okay, you
cool.
Get cute crazy.
You get cute
I
crazy.
I think that makes you quirky.
Yeah.
Not
I like
Hall
it.
Of Fame,
I like
quirky.
It.
Quirky. Yeah, that's a good one to do. And let's close it out here with Meredith, who's on to something possibly.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Meredith, what do you do at parties? Oh, no, what these aren't parties. These are panties.
What?
I'm the pee.
What do you do?
Well, my son is almost a year old, but I still put on my maternity panties occasionally because they make me feel skinny. Does that make me crazy?
I love that.
That's great.
Oh, man. Aren't those like super granny panties?
Baggy.
Almost? Yeah.
Very baggy.
Very baggy, very soft and comfy and not sexy at all.
Yeah. My wife still wears...
But they make me feel skinny.
Makes you feel skinny, then go for it, girl.
That doesn't make you crazy, Meredith. That's...
All right, good.
That's awesome, actually. And smart.
Yeah.
I see girls still wear, like, the breastfeeding bras because they're really comfortable, they say.
Really?
I threw away a bunch of ugly bras recently.
But they're the most comfortable.
Like, why am I keeping these things?
Aren't the ugliest ones the most comfortable?
Yes, they are.
But you'll wear them if you have them.
That's why I got rid of them.
Exactly.
My bra is so ugly.
How ugly is
it? I'm single.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
This is a quick text message from Joey. When you guys were just singing the 18-wheeler song, all I heard was, I. It sounded like a scene from Nemo where the seagulls say, mine.
Yeah.
I.
That's pretty on point right there with it. Sing the 18-wheeler song. That's one of our favorites. Everybody say hello to part-time Justin and Elena.
Hello. We are back by popular demand. Hot sauce in my bag. Sweat.
I don't even know what you just said.
Beyonce, get into formation, Kelly.
Don't you have hot sauce in your bag?
Sway.
No. Oh, man.
No.
Do you go to Red Lobster ever?
I do. I love their garlic cheddar biscuits.
Oh, yeah, those biscuits.
Yes.
I don't think Elena's
mine. And their Caesar salad is really good.
It's on point.
Yeah.
Am I not on? I'm on.
No, you're not on.
I think that microphone's broke.
Oh, okay. Great.
You're going to have to share.
So you're going to have to share with Justin.
Thanks, guys. Oh, here I am. Hey.
You guys are good at sharing because my understanding is you guys shared Valentine's Day.
We did.
We were like a couple.
We were so cute. It was so romantic. We held hands and everything.
Yeah, and arms and fell on top of each other.
Yeah, I think you saw a little bit more of me than you wanted to see that day. We're taking it a little too quickly. We might need to slow this down.
Pump your brakes.
What did you guys decide to do on Valentine's Day?
I had a super cute Galentine's Day brunch with my lady friends.
Yeah.
And that was fun.
And I did some homework, but what we also did was...
We went to a haunted house.
We went to a haunted house called Dark Hour. It was
Dark
very...
Hour Haunted House.
I love that they opened up a haunted house on Valentine's Day.
You know what? They actually open every month. They have a different show. But this one was called Love is Blind.
Mm-hmm.
And it was set up for couples. And they're so detail-oriented. They have... themes and stories.
It is so much
crazy.
Money, and it's a shame for them to sit there 11 months out of the year and not do anything.
Yeah,
so.
What about those of us that want to be scared year-round?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're set. Go there. I personally do not want to be scared like that once a month.
So before you went in, Justin, what did you have to take care of?
So we went in, and me and Death do not play with each other at all. I wear my seatbelt all the time, and I make sure I look both ways before I cross the street.
Yeah.
So going into this house, I didn't know if I was going to make it out alive, but I decided to make sure someone was watching over us before the monsters.
Say a little prayer?
Yeah, said a little prayer.
Lord Jesus, yes, we are about to go through your house, God, your house.
This is not the Lord's house.
And it's going to be his house, because under his house, we'll be protected and sanctified. Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. We are going to go, and I'm asking you, Jesus, to clothe us and protect us as we go through this witch's lair. She evil. But we know when we've got the Lord with us, no one, no one can be against us.
Amen.
Lord. No.
Wow.
In Jesus' name we say
it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Well, that got started off pretty quickly there.
It got started off.
Was it scary?
Yeah, it was scary. God. There was this guy who looked like a skeleton and had a shovel. He had a shovel and he kept on pointing his fingers at our face. It was really scary. And I usually don't pray.
A shovel like the Undertaker.
Yeah, and I usually don't pray. People asked me one time I was at a church and they're like, "All right, Justin, can you open us with prayer?" And I was like,
"That's nerve wracking."
I usually don't do this, but I said, "Hey God, what's up?" And then people choked. I said, "And I hope you have a good day too." And then at the end,
please be safe.
That's up there with you, Al.
Yeah. And the pastor was like, "Good one, good one." Good prayer. Good prayer. Hey,
what's up? What's up, guys?
As long as you're praying.
Hey, God, what's good?
As long as you're talking to him.
As long as you're praying, I guess.
Did you try to get any interviews while you were there?
We tried.
Yeah?
They're like zombies. They don't talk,
well,
right?
Yeah, a couple of them didn't want to talk to us at all, and then some were a little bit too friendly, and I was like, all right, we done.
Okay.
I'm ready to go.
So you guys try to do interviews with some of the monsters. Let's see how that sound.
Something's about to happen.
Uh-oh.
I freaking know it.
What is he saying?
Oh, what is it? Ow, is this a string?
It's a string.
It's a string. Wherever you are, I know you're here. Don't touch me.
Oh, my God.
All right. What are you? I was born that way.
What is a goblin?
Is that a goblin?
Well, I don't know. Lady Gaga was born a Lady Gaga. I was born a goblin. What is wrong with your teeth? Ever heard of braces?
What do you mean? That's mean.
You've been eating some chicken bones. What is it?
Well,
what is your diet consist of?
Mostly just kind of leftovers. I've been chewing on this guy for a little while.
Oh, you're eating people now.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, any port in a storm.
Oh, my God. Can I get a Snapchat with you?
I mean, if you wish.
A goblin with the heart of gold.
What a nice goblin.
He sounds like he's a sinus infection.
Yeah.
Well, he's a goblin.
Shout out.
He was the nerdiest goblin I've ever met.
I thought that was you pretending to be the goblin for a minute.
Yeah. I talk like this. Yeah. Wow.
He was very nice.
I love how you said, I know you're in the room. Don't touch me. Because that's exactly what I would be saying.
They're there.
My wife says the same thing.
Don't. And I'm not even kidding. Don't touch me. But they're not allowed to touch you.
They're not. But you think they are. Also, because it was Love is Blind, it was all pitch black.
And they only gave
you a little tiny glow stick. Just a little tiny one to see your way.
We could not see anything. We tried to make it into a closet one time. I made Justin lead the way, and he just took us right into a closet.
I was shoved back into a closet, and I hated it so much.
You spent your whole life trying to get out of that closet.
18 years trying to get out of that. I was put back in it.
Was the witch you ran into as nice as the goblin?
No.
Let's hear the witch.
Let's see.
No. Oh, no, no,
oh
no,
my
no.
God.
What are you?
You two seem a little
You're a pretty witch. You're a pretty witch.
Shadows, take them all. Make them creep and make them crawl.
Yeah, make them crawl.
No, she breathed on me! Ew! This is a little heartbreaker.
Is this?
Soon to be psycho by the end of the night.
I'm going to keep my eyes closed, and it won't be here anymore.
Okay, stop touching me, witch. Stop it.
Okay, I don't follow you. She's going to breathe on me.
She's not breathing. She's got to...
That's creepy. She was breathing.
But they can't touch you.
And her dental hygiene, not on point.
Well, she's got to be a witch.
She was breathing into your ear. She was like, "Come a little bit closer, baby. I want to listen. I want to whisper in your ear." And we're like, "What?"
And she blow. Yeah.
Did they have like a Cupid, like a anything like that?
Oh my god! Yes, they did.
I didn't know.
They did. Okay, so we walk. We walk into this room and it's nothing but beds and it's all dark and then the lights turn on and then we just see someone running up around the ceiling and they're just I was like, this is like some exorcist stuff, like some demonic. How did he even get up there?
I thought it was an effect. I thought it was fake.
It
is a real human being running on the walls.
On the ceiling.
Not the floor.
I want to go to this.
They have like a professional stuntman. They use like the same stuff as, what was it, Wicked, she was saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They use the same. Yeah, however they do the production of Wicked, they use the same.
The flying and stuff.
Yeah.
And tell me about this Carl guy.
Oh, my gosh. Carl was obsessed with me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why can't I get a Tinder guy to be obsessed with me like Carl?
Is Carl on Bumble?
Tinder?
He is on Facebook. I friended him yesterday.
And he's a strong swipe left. That's what he is.
Well, who is
Carl's
Carl?
Creepy. Carl, he doesn't even work there. Like, he does not work there at all.
He doesn't.
Oh, my gosh. You just made me blow snot out of my face. He doesn't even work there.
That's what the witch did.
He doesn't
work there.
He's just following you?
And he said his name was Carl. Who are you? He's like, my name's Carl. And you look at his suit, and it says Johnny on it. So he's lying to you about who he is.
He's like the resident, like, vagrant,
he's just a mechanic.
Potential axe murderer. Terrifying.
And Carl's just the worst, according to them.
Justin. Do I look like I gained weight?
No, you did not. You look
I look great.
You look skinny. What is that clicking thing?
Don't touch me.
Okay, I work here. I'm Carl.
Oh. Carl.
Carl, what do you do?
I work here.
So stop it! Back it up!
What's in your teeth?
Carl is a freaking psycho.
Carl is scared.
Carl left. So. We've got important Carl stuff to do.
Trying to exterminate nothing.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, Sid! Sid, stop it!
And Sid, Michael, Johnny, you, I don't know their name.
Carl.
That's the one thing I've kept
here.
Straight.
I'm Carl.
You've been telling us you worked here.
Yeah, I'm a worker.
I don't trust you.
Yeah.
Carl!
Carl.
He didn't work there.
He doesn't.
He was lying.
Also, he asks you, he goes, hey, do you want to go to prom with me? And if you say yes, he'll say, okay, meet me on the parking lot. And when you meet him out in the parking lot, he's by his van named Prom.
So you said yes?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.